Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We at the church give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for the work of God, which are done by other than us. Now, today we'd like to give a tithe offering of 143,300 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your spiritual blessings and financial blessings for our church. And as a token of our thanksgiving, we now give you this tithe offering. Please consecrate it and use it. You are in control. Everything belongs to you. We know that you have all things. To express our faith, we now give you this tithe. Consecrate it and use this richly. We praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The coronavirus crisis is rampant, and until May the 6th, we were ordered to stay home, but we are not, it seems that this will be postponed for another month or a month and a half. Various hardships and difficulties are being allowed, but God has given us victory. The Word of God says that our victory is in faith. When we trust in His Word, and when we exercise our faith, we get the victory in faith. And this is a part of God's plan. All that is happening is part of God's plan, and God is going to manifest His greater works. And we are being dealt with by God. We are being prepared. And from this time on, God's good plans are going to be manifested. Now we think that we have a lot of problems and hardships. But this is just the beginning of what the Lord is going to do, to do good to us. The finances of the Cornerstone Orphanage are difficult. They are in shortage. Probably because a lot of churches, we can't come together in worship services and we can't take offerings. But please pray that their needs will be met. In Poland, my book about prophecy has been published in Polish language, and those who have read this Polish version in Poland, they've got an idea that they would like me to shoot a video in which I will give a seminar from each chapter of this book, and they're going to put Polish subtitles on this movie. I think this comes from the Lord. And the Lord is leading me to give this seminar in the seventh service. This is the Sunday evening service. From this evening on, I will give a seminar about prophecy. Short seminar from this book. And this book about prophecy is being translated into German. And the German man who is now translating it, he was touched by God when he read the English translation of this book, and he had decided that he believed that God is leading him to give the first priority to translating of this book among all the other books that he is supposed to translate. Please remember that God has been using this book, Prophecy, in Europe. One thing I have learned from God is that it's about my makizume. This is a kind of injury in my toenail, in the nail on my toe. I have suffered from this for a year. And usually they go to a doctor to have an operation to have this cut by the doctor. But there is another kind of operation that they will give a wire to this, to the pole. And I decided that maybe wiring of the tool will be better. And I have applied for that operation. But after I applied for that, they told us that insurance cannot be paid for this kind of operation. But because that, I have found out that after I applied for it, so I was not really able to decline it. And I had an operation. But it was not really successful, the operation. And so I went to another doctor, but then I had another injury because of that incident, I had to be hospitalized, and I was not able to have this treated for a long time. And a nurse who comes to visit me at home, she told me that I should go to another doctor. I went to dermatologist. And then, for this treatment, the insurance was paid, and the treatment finished in just for 5 days. You know, the previous treatment, it took me more than a month, and it cost me a lot of money. Well, that happened because I didn't do the will of God. I was put in a situation in which it was difficult for me to choose the will of God. That's why I couldn't choose the will of God. Then it took a lot of time and it cost me a lot. Please remember that it's important for us to do the will of God, to choose to do the will of God. Now let's watch the short movie from the last Hakuba Camp in summer. Hakuba Camp 2019. Hakuba Camp is a Christian camp that we hold every summer. And it was the 22nd camp that we had this camp last summer. And that summer, we had 535 participants from various places of Japan and from abroad. And we had special guests from overseas. The Cambodia, some Cambodian children from the Cambodian orphanage that we support, they came, they visited Japan and joined us in this camp. We prepare a lot of activities in this camp. You are able to go on a hike in the beautiful nature of Hakuba, but it was foggy last summer, but they liked it. If you like sports, you are able to join a basketball game. The leader of this group was a representative from a certain city in Japan. And you can enjoy yourself in beautiful nature of Hakuba in a park called Hakuba Greenwood. You can enjoy athletics, and those Cambodian children really enjoyed themselves in this park. We held the final contest of the J Gospel Contest. This is one of the biggest events in Hakuba Camp. Not only adults, but young people who are under 21st years old. And children, they joined their contest and they sang praises to God. And this year, Follow God, a gospel music team consisting of those Cambodian children, they participated in the gospel final contest for young people. In the J Gospel Contest final, the first winner was Jerusalem and Eshrun for in the Young People's Contest and Children Kibbutz in the Children's Contest. Congratulations. For the 21st century style evangelism, we held various seminars. Pastor Nakamura held a seminar on AI, and Brother Nogi held a seminar on music arrangement. Pastor Phoebe Hirota held a seminar on blog, SNS. The Cambodian children joined a seminar on orchestra. Well, the Cambodian children are relaxing, but the charismatic meeting is going to start very soon. During the Hakuba camp, every morning and every evening, we have charismatic meetings to worship God, and we expect, every year we expect for God to speak to us. We are chosen to be loved by God. We are chosen to be loved by God. God knows our heart's desire very well. Even though we are powerless and we don't know what to do, if we keep praying, God will do His work. Because God loves us, we are regarded as God, as somebody who is worthy, and it is His will that we are made happy, and it is His will that our problems are solved, and it is His will that we are given the best things by Him. God, why are you so far from me? I'd like to draw near to you, but I can't do that. With my power, I can't go to you. Then the Lord told me, that's just what you thought. I am in you. I am near you. I am in you. We, the churches, called to for the end times, and the Lord has given us the promises of the end time revival, and we have been advancing for that goal. The light of eternal agape, God has given us this new name for our church. God's light is God lights. God's, because of God's light, we are able to advance. God loves each one of us. We are able to exercise our faith by saying that God loves us. That's exercising all our faith. The gospel music contest was the best. And the buffet meal in this hotel was the best. Well, I joined this camp after a long interval of 20 years. And especially, I was able to join this camp with the Cambodian children. I felt God's love very much. By confessing in a mouth, I believed that God really loves us. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I praise your name. The revival has been happening. You are going to use us, and your mighty works have been starting already. So we praise your name. 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 We sing praises to you. If we are able to hold the next camp this summer, well, it's going to be a big thing because the venue, the hotel in Hakuba will be closed until the beginning of July, but we are planning to hold this camp there toward the end of the month of July. So please pray that the coronavirus crisis will pass until then, and we'll be able to hold this camp. We are approaching the times of the Book of Revelation. So if we are able to hold this camp this coming summer, this is going to mean a lot to us. The Lord will do His great works because the times are near. We are approaching the times of revelation. You know, we have financial problems, economic problems in all over the world. Many people are dying in various parts of Japan and of the world. But don't be nervous. Don't be hasty. Because God is with us. You know, if you become hasty You just have your own understanding, not trusting in the word of God, but we need to trust in His word, and we are going to see His glory. If we hold this camp this coming summer, this camp will mean a lot, and the next camp will bring us into the next stage of God's work. We will experience God's great work if we are able to hold this camp this coming summer. The work of God through our Hakuba camp will go into the next stage. Now let's watch 1 minute video. Hello everyone. The theme for today is the end time revival. It's written, the 7-year tribulation period is written in the book of Revelation and talks about radiation, persecutions, wars. The 7-year tribulation period means that human beings will go through various problems, severe problems, but it also means that in the first part of the 7-year tribulation period, great revival will occur. Just as the great work of God happened in the time of the Pentecost, because when we look at the prophecies of Joel, written in the second chapter of the book of Acts, we understand that this prophecy of Joel will also again be fulfilled in the end times. Just before the second coming of Christ, the Joel's prophecy, the latter part of Joel's prophecy will be fulfilled. And Jesus Christ will come on white horse. That's written in the book of Revelation. And Christ on the white horse means great revival, the great victory of God, the climax of the entire revival. And this will happen before rapture, just in the middle of the 7 years. This climax of the entire revival will not really last for a long time. This will just happen for a short time. Before the Great Tribulation period, God will give opportunities for people to receive Christ. And we will see a great salvation of people that has never happened before. Now, bye. Please pray for the passing of the coronavirus crisis. Please pray for yourself and for your family, for the church, for Japan, for the world. Some Christians, we have in common in thought that the second coming, we believe that the second coming is drawing near. You know that the coronavirus crisis will pass sooner or later. But we know, because we know the book of Revelation, that various problems will continue to happen. But don't be hasty, because God loves us. And God's love for us never changes. His protection, His love will never change. Let's stand on His word. Then, what does the Bible say? Let's be convinced. Let's confirm what the Bible tells us. We need to prepare for the coming time. The Bible tells us that there will be 7 years, seven-year tribulation period, and at the end of this period, Christ will return on Mount of Olives. In these 7 years, tremendous difficulties will happen. And this period will be divided into the first part of 3.5 years and the latter part of 3.5 years. Because the difficulties will become more severe in the latter 3.5 years. This period of the last 3.5 years will be called the Great Tribulation. We call it the Great Tribulation. And several things will happen in the first half of the 7 year tribulation period. There will be seven seals that will be opened, and then there will be seven trumpets, blowing of the seven trumpets. Various judgments of gods will be given to this world. But the first thing that will happen in the first half of the 3.5 years will be the conclusion of the Middle East peace. We haven't entered the 7 year tribulation period, but we are approaching. And compared to what is going to happen in the 7 year tribulation period, what we have been going through is not so much. But the judgment of God that will happen in the first half of 3.5 years, they are the God's judgment by which God would like people to repent. You know, the purpose of this judgment is for that God wants people to repent. But after the seven trumpets, rapture will happen. Rapture means Christians will be lifted up to heaven in the air. There will be two things that will happen at the time of rapture. The dead in Christ, who are now in heaven, as spiritual being, they will be given spiritual bodies at the time of rapture. The spiritual body, I have told you about this. This is the perfect body, the spiritual body. We see the example of this spiritual body in the resurrected Jesus. And at the same time, the dead in Christ will be given the spiritual bodies. Rapture will happen. Christians will be raptured. You know, our bodies are flesh. Our bodies are fleshly bodies, and our bodies are weak. Our bodies are to be perished. I have been praying. You know, I have had many diseases and injuries. So I have been praying for healing, and healing is going on about me. But you know, for the final, I desire the spiritual body. But if I'd like to have spiritual body, I will have to wait until the end of the Great Tribulation on this earth. If I want to have it on this earth, I will have to go through the Great Tribulation, so that's gonna be very hard on me. But if we are raptured, we'll be given the spiritual body in heaven, where we are lifted up in the air.
疑問を持つ人がいるんですよね。
Some people, they have interesting questions.
上にぶつかっちゃうと。どうするんだろう。
They think, if we are lifted up,
そういうふうなことを笑いに感じて、
in the air,
持ってる方は、
we'll be bumping into the ceiling.
変わるって書いてあるんですね。
But the Bible said that we will be changed as we are being lifted at the instant of rapture, our bodies will be changed instantly. For example, if you who are here, if you are lifted up, you bump into the ceiling and you get injured. But the time of rapture, our bodies will be changed into the spiritual bodies. You know, Jesus, the resurrected Jesus,He went through physical walls. When we are given spiritual bodies, we'll be able to go through ceilings and be lifted up and meet Jesus in the air. But there will be one problem. The Bible tells us clearly that there will be Christians who will be lifted up to heaven, and there will be other Christians who will be left behind on this earth. Not all the Christians will be raptured. We need to be careful that time of rapture is drawing near. One thing is that we need to prepare for rapture.We need to prepare that no one of us will be left behind on this earth. Because if we are left behind on this earth, we have to go through the great tribulation period. And Christians, all Christians will have to be martyred during the time of the great tribulation.Well, the Bible, God tells us about rapture. Let's seek rapture. Well, some Christians, they say that rapture will happen before the beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, but that's not biblical. Rapture will happen in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. The theory of the rapture that will happenhappen before the tribulation period, it's not based on the Bible. The Bible says that rapture will take place in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. Please remember this. What are the conditions for Christians to be able to be raptured?You know, Christians, some will be raptured and other Christians will be left behind. There is a condition for rapture. You can look at the bride and the bridegroup. You know, the girls who had enough oil in their lamps.But those girls who didn't have oil in their lamps, they couldn't enter into the wedding with the bridegroom. The oil means the Holy Spirit. That means Christians who are filled with the Holy Spirit.We'll be able to go into the wedding ceremony with the Christ, the bridegroom, and the other girls. They had oil, but they didn't have enough oil. They were saved, but they were not filled with the oil. That means, and then they were not able to go into the ceremony.You know, salvation, is just salvation. If you are saved, you will surely be able to go to heaven.
こういうふうに考えないですね。
This,
そうしますかね。This, 第一の条件は何か
って。The story about the girls with the lamps of the oil. It doesn't talk about salvation itself, but it talks about rapture.
このメッセージを聞いている方が、
so if you are filled with the Holy Spirit,You'll be raptured. If you're watching this service, please be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Please receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everyone is able to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. I am good at something. Well, some Christians,They used to have a problem that they couldn't be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And many of them, they came to me, and I prayed for them, and they got baptized in the Holy Spirit instantly. Some years ago, I went to the United States and ministered, and two people who were worried because they had never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, they came to me and I prayed for them and they got baptized in the Holy Spirit instantly. Everyone is able to get baptized in the Holy Spirit because this is the promise of Jesus. If you think you haven't been able to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, that's because you believe that you were not able to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's their misunderstanding. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit, that's being filled in the Holy Spirit. It's important. And being baptized in the Holy Spirit, will be used as a turning point for Christians to receive more blessings of God. So get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Secondly,
問題とか困難。
If you have problems and hardships, well, toward the end of this time, I mean the end time, we are going to have more problems and hardships. We will have more serious problems than the Great Depression, not only the coronavirus crisis, but we will have other problems for sure toward the end times. So please be remember that.Even when the coronavirus crisis passes, that's not going to be the end. There will be more to come. But what does God say that His will? You know, in problems and hardships, oh God, did God forsake me? He didn't help me. What's going to happen to my life? If you feel that way, that's not good. Because, well, but that's our natural reaction. But,The word of God doesn't say that. The word of God says all things will work together for our good. And God, the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the things will be given to you. The word of God said that if we trust in Him, we'll never be put to shame. And the word of God says that there will be way out for those who obey Him.Please be careful. The Old Testament or the time of the law. But we live in the New Testament times. We live in the time of faith. So we need to exercise our faith. And the basic of our faith is standing on the Word of God.You may be trying to observe the law. You may be trying to battle hard. But those who trust in the word of God and stand on His word will be chosen by God. So speak out in the midst of problems and hardships. All things we work together for me, God will show His glory through me. And my problem will be solved when I seek, that will be given to me. And the Bible said that count it joy when we have problems. Please remember the children of Israel who exodus from Egypt. They left Egypt and they went into wilderness, but they worried. They wished they had been in Egypt. And they said that, they said something that bad things were happening to them. Well, don't say something like that, because when we say that, that means we give up in faith. You know, it's not that we are going to confess at random. We will confess according to the word of God. We say God will give us bad things because God loves us, and after we persevere, God will give me the bad things. We now have problems, but our God is almighty. God can do anything, and because God loves me, I will receive special blessings from God. This thing that we should think in our mind, because now we live in the times of faith, and let's give praise to God. Let's praise God. We need to praise God. We praise God. For Christians, for us Christians, we are being tested in the time of the coronavirus crisis. Some Christians will go into, they will be shaken and their faith is tested. But if we believe in the word of God and trust in His word and obey Him, the power of God's word will be manifested.
So,
Christians will be divided into two. One, in one group, they will just be thrown into difficulties, but in the other group of Christians, they will be given God's victory because they believe in the word of God and because they obey God. So the first step is let's trust in the word of God. And next, let's obey God. I have told you about ingrained nail in the injury at the toe on my feet. You know, I couldn't pay for the treatment by insurance, so it cost me about 8,000 yen. Every time I went to a doctor, and it took me a long time. The treatment took a long time at a time. But in the other doctor, the doctor treated me in 3 minutes. So, dermatologist, they gave me best treatment. And through this, I learned that because I really didn't choose the will of God, I had a hard time in dealing with this ingrown toe. So obeying God is very important.
You
know, Christians, will be divided into those Christians who will be raptured and who will be left behind. But you all should be raptured. You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then you need to have faith that saying that God is wonderful and give thanks to God and give praise to God. And you need to obey God. You know, tests are drawing near. Times are drawing near. God is leading us to exercise faith. You know, we are, when we go through any problems and trials, God will want us to have victory, and God will want us not to be panicked. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will work, touch us. In your heart, you have a thought, and that's triggered. That's your unbelief. Repent of your unbelief, and then the distraction will go away. You can't see your front, and you are being shaken. Vaguely, something about something vague, but you need to make a decision to do the will of God. When you decided to do the will of God and move forward one step, then everything will be clear for you. It's getting hard for you to remember because God tells you not to watch a certain program in TV, but you watch it, and that's spiritual attack on you. Don't watch that. Now, let's pray for healing. Now, let's repent. And pray, please pray for healing for yourself. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal each one of us in the name of Jesus. I command diseases leave us, and I command to our bodies be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command to our bodies and minds be healed. You had difficulty in hearing in your ears, but you are here. Your eyes, nose, and throat are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah. 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 Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Any announcement? Do you have any announcement? This evening we are going to hold Tokyo Charismatic meeting, but we hold this meeting online, so we will not get together, but during the seminar in Tokyo Charismatic meeting, I will start holding a seminar on prophecy, and this is going to be